Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And on that note, as always, every week, I'm joined also by Ants van Rensburg, who is the clinic manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hello, Ants. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Yolandi. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and as you could hear today, it's back to school, and we were talking about anxiety within children and within parents, and I think it is a very anxious time for parents. I think a lot of parents, of course, are very grateful that their children are going back to school today, and they can get back into routine. But yes, a very stressful time indeed to get back into the routine.
Absolutely. And one thing that we see in terms of anxiety often at our clinics is when parents bring their children for vaccinations, for the routine baby vaccine or children's vaccines, or for whichever procedure, and children are so scared to interact with the nurse. They are scared that the nurse is going to hurt them. And often as nurses, we feel like the villain in the whole story, where, you know, obviously our job is to administer the injections and everything like that. But often children are so scared. And one thing that Naomi said that is so important and really stood out for me is that parents need to acknowledge a child's fear. And if a child is scared of receiving an injection, then a parent can say, you know, they had to go through the exact same thing and it made them stronger, it made them healthier, that sort of thing. And just by acknowledging that the child is scared and acknowledging that, you know, it might not be fun to be there, it really empowers a child and it makes them feel that, oh, you know what, actually, I'm not overreacting, or I'm actually not going crazy. This is a frightening situation. So just by acknowledging that goes a very long way in actually giving a child the courage to get that injection, and, you know, be proud of the plaster afterwards, that they actually you know, that they were able to do it. And by having that sort of attitude, it really helps the child, it helps the parent, it helps the nurse during that consultation, that it has the best possible memory also for the child for future visits, that they aren't as scared when they have to go back.
And honestly, Ant, I think that the Dis-Chem clinic sisters and their nurses do it in such a great way. I think the whole clinic is also always set up for distracting the little one a little bit, especially when it's babies and smaller ones. I mean, with older ones, of course, you can have the conversation, but with babies, often if the mom is stressed out, then the baby is stressed out. And I feel the clinic nurses do such an amazing job to calm the mom and to help her and empower her through the process to feel comfortable. And again, having those tools available to distract baby a little bit and telling moms how to deal with it, I think it's wonderful. For me, I've told you this before, my daughter will only go to Dis-Chem for vaccinations.
No, absolutely. And we really, over the years, the more experience a nurse has, the more they learn to, you know, certain tricks and things to say and what to do to ultimately keep a child and a parent as comfortable as possible. And I mean, receiving an injection is obviously not a pleasant experience, but we always try to make it as pleasant as possible, so that, again, as a child ages and they have to go back to the clinic, which is inevitable ultimately, or back to the doctor, that they aren't as scared. But because from about 18 months of age, between 12 and 18 months, children are so clever, the memory is so sharp, they start to put two and two together. So when they enter a clinic, they think to themselves, well, you know, I remember last time and it hurt. So then they start to cry. When they are younger than that, they don't usually remember a whole lot. But as they start to age and as they start to remember, it's then that we need to make sure that it's not a frightening experience for them. And one thing, unfortunately, that we see sometimes is that parents are so anxious and they actually make their children more anxious and more scared of the procedure than they have to be. But it's also understandable. We don't want our children to be scared or to feel pain in any way. So it's not only about the child. It's always about the parents. And I always say, as the more comfortable a parent is ultimately, the more comfortable the child will also be.
Great. Thanks. On that note, Ants, speak to you next week. As always, it was great.
Thank you, Yolandi. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.